Thank you so much.
Feel like $1 million.
Shout out TMZ, you up?
Let me check out that rig.
TMZ stands for the Mayweather Zone.
How'd you find me, bro? I got my disguise on.
I love my TMZ family. My sports.
Welcome to TMZ Sports. I'm Mike Babcock with my guy, as always, Mojo Mutati. Mojo, we're going to start with absolutely massive news in the sports and entertainment world. O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76 years old after a battle with prostate cancer. Mojo, and if you want to talk about somebody with a complicated legacy, it doesn't get any more complicated than when talking about Orenthal James Simpson. Mojo, you know, you start with him, and we've got a lot to talk about here, and we're going to get to some reaction. But you talk about the early days of OJ, when us as a country became familiar with this guy who was a phenomenal athlete, who was at USC one of the greatest college football players that we have ever seen, winning the Heisman Trophy before being selected with the first overall draft pick in the NFL draft, and then going on and having an absolutely phenomenal NFL career with the Buffalo Bills, where there was a five-year stretch, Mojo, when he didn't just make five Pro Bowl teams, but also made five All-Pro teams and accomplished just about, I mean, look, there it is. He was the MVP in 1973. He was on the football field, everything. He was an incredible, incredible running back. He retires, Mojo. In 85, he's inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That was 2 years after he was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. He's hired almost immediately as a sports broadcaster with ABC. Goes on to work Monday Night Football games. Then was hired years later by NBC. And he seemed to be on top of the world, Mojo. He was acting in movies, the Naked Gun series. And you thought that there was nothing that O.J. Simpson couldn't do. And then in 1994, the grisly murders of his ex, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman, and everything that followed after it. Of course, it was called the Trial of the Century, Mojo. I've still, to this day, not seen anything close of all the massive trials that we've seen, nothing close to the way that the trial gripped the country. And for O.J. then ultimately to be found not guilty, of course, he had the great attorney Johnny Cochran along with the rest of the Dream Team. The glove don't fit, you must acquit. These are moments that are etched into our brains, Mojo. And he was found not guilty, and the country in many ways split amongst racial lines. Some people happy, some people very upset that he was not found guilty. And Mojo ultimately then a free man until 2008, when O.J. Simpson is in Las Vegas, busts into the room of a memorabilia dealer, armed, and O.J. took his stuff back. Unfortunately, he did it in the very wrong way, was charged and convicted and sentenced to 33 years in prison. A lot of people thought that that was revenge, the legal system getting revenge on O.J. For the acquittal on the murder charges. Nonetheless, he ends up doing about 8 years in prison before he's released in 2021. We learned last year, Mojo, that he had been diagnosed with cancer. O.J. said he caught cancer, was fighting it. We had gotten word that his health had deteriorated over the last couple of months. And again, on April 10th, his family announced this morning that O.J., surrounded by his family and friends, had passed away at the age of 76.
Man, anytime you talk about O.J. Simpson, I mean, that is a complicated issue, no matter what you're talking about as it relates to this guy. I mean, let's take away all the legal issues for just a second. You're talking about a guy who is not just a generational athlete, a generational talent, because, I mean, hey, being first-team All-Pro, that's an unbelievable accomplishment, but we have a new list of first-team All-Pro players every year. To do that multiple times, that list even shortens. To put up the entire football career that O.J. Simpson had, I mean, that is an extremely, extremely, extremely rare thing. And then you factor in that he was one of these rare athletes that made it and became successful in other walks of life, on television shows, on movies. I mean, this dude was everywhere. You could book O.J. Simpson for literally anything, for an appearance, to be the face of your brand, for a laugh, for a sports comment. I mean, it didn't matter. The sky was the limit. He could do anything until he couldn't, until we got to, you're right, the most famous court case maybe ever. I mean, I think so. I was trying to think as you were talking. I can't even think of a court case that came close to this one that got this one. The blanket news coverage before, during, after. I mean, this, we're still talking about this one today. I mean, this was one of the most pivotal law cases we've ever had, ever. So it's just what a crazy thing. Obviously, people have felt some type of way about OJ, one of the most polarizing people on the planet. Some loving, some hated. All of this exacerbated by health issues and more legal issues towards the end of the life, and then passing away today. I mean, again, almost living up to the billing of the court case and all the hype there. I mean, this news has gone everywhere. Love it or hate it, it's ubiquitous.
It is. It's everywhere. And I'm glad you talked about some of the reaction, Mojo, because you've had a mixed bag. You've had stars, really well-known people out there who have spoke very positively, glowingly even, about O.J. Simpson, one of those people being former superstar running back Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley today comes out and has this to say about Juice: RIP to the legendary O.J. Simpson, your favorite running back's favorite running back. Appreciate you, Uncle O. Juice, you'll be missed. Thanks for the past year being on It Is What It Is. That's a podcast. Heisman, number one pick, NFL MVP, and the first ever 2,000-yard rusher, let alone to do it in 14 games. The list goes on and on, with a praying hand emoji. Caitlyn Jenner, on the other side of things, Mojo, not speaking very fondly of O.J. Simpson, whom Caitlyn and O.J. actually had a relationship. Of course, Bruce Jenner at the time, Bruce and O.J. knew each other very well. Caitlyn tweets, good riddance, hashtag O.J. Simpson. That right there with Todd and with Caitlyn, Mojo, is a microcosm for the reaction. And we said this guy has maybe the most complicated legacy. That tells you all you need to know there. Mojo, it's the biggest story of the Major League Baseball season. Shohei Ohtani and the gambling controversy involving his translator, his best friend, and his de facto agent, Ipe Mizuhara. Now, the question has been on everyone's mind, let's be honest here, what involvement was Shohei Ohtani, and did he have any involvement? Well, today, the U.S. federal government, courtesy of the Department of Justice and a federal prosecutor, met with media, and they laid out all the facts as they see them, Mojo, and they describe the great lengths that Ipe went to trick Ohtani and to actually defraud the bank for not $4.5 million like we originally thought, Mojo, but for over $16 million. You almost cannot believe some of this stuff. You have got to hear it yourself. Here was the federal prosecutor a little bit earlier today.
The evidence we've gathered over the past few weeks has demonstrated that in total, Mr. Mizuhara stole over $16 million from Mr. Ohtani's account in order to pay for these illegal sports bets. Phone and bank records show that Mr. Mizuhara appears to have accessed Mr. Ohtani's bank account online. What is more, Mr. Mizuhara lied to the bank to access the account. For instance, we obtained recordings of telephone calls in which Mizuhara spoke with bank employees, lied to them about being Mr. Ohtani, gave personal biographical information for Mr. Ohtani in order to impersonate him, and thereby convinced the bank to approve large wire transfers of large amounts of money to the bookmakers. I want to emphasize this point. Mr. Ohtani is considered a victim in this case. There is no evidence to indicate that Mr. Ohtani authorized the over $16 million of transfers from his account to the bookmakers.
So there it was, Mojo. And I'll say this. I had, and we did the story yesterday, that prosecutors and the feds believed Ohtani was actually a victim and played no part in this. I still had questions, Mojo, because I said, one, who gives their friend access to their bank account? And secondly, how did the bank not call Ohtani? And we really just got those two answers. One, the prosecutor, and it actually wasn't in our clip there, but you can see it on the website. The prosecutor said that Ohtani could not communicate at all in English. So he really gave up control of his banking to Ipe. And secondly, you heard the prosecutor lay it out there that the bank did call Ohtani to try and verify some of these massive transfers and the massive spending. And he pretended like he was Shohei. And that kind of answered those questions for me, Mojo. And I think as we sit here now, Ohtani was just betrayed in the absolute worst way by the guy closest to him.
Dude, this is insanity. This is almost quadruple what we thought it was amount-wise from the start. $16 million plus? That's more money than some Pro Bowlers make in their entire career. And I'm not sure when Ohtani figured all this out, but for him to not notice this much money leaving his account.
Gosh, he must have a lot of money.
Yeah, what?
I'd notice if $16 was out of my account.
Yeah, dude, this is total madness. But hey, for real, put yourself in Ohtani's shoes for a second. This has got to be terrifying. I mean, we've heard stories about, you know, players' agents, their managers, their financial advisors stealing their money. I mean, I believe Simeon Rice's story is pretty well documented. There's been a lot of others.
Yep.
But to be in a foreign country when you don't speak the language and you're here to play a game.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you handle your day in and your day out life when your financial advisor, your accountant is calling anyone that is there to manage your existence and you can't even communicate them? That gives all the power in the world to this translator to do it for you. And unfortunately, the guy saw a window of opportunity and cleaned him out. Not entirely, because obviously his contract is ridiculous, but 16 plus. Just can't stress it enough. I mean, baseball needed this badly. To lose Ohtani this year with all the hype and buzz surrounding him would have done nobody any favors. I mean, rival teams, maybe they would have been happier if he wasn't playing. But financially, I'm not quite sure about that, because everybody makes more when ticket sales are up and business is booming and merch sales are spiking. And if Ohtani can't play in away games, that's just less money for all the other franchises as well. So, man, crisis averted with this one. But my goodness, I'll say it again, $16 million. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
It's almost too big an amount to even comprehend. But that's what they say it is, Mojo. Now, as for Ipe Mizuhara, he is in big, big trouble here. He is currently, according to the DOJ, negotiating a guilty plea with federal investigators. We do not know yet what will be his sentence, but it is possible, and he is facing over 30 years in prison, Mojo. I don't think he's going to get that, but over three decades in prison, possibly on the table here. Stay tuned. This may be over from a legal standpoint for Shohei Ohtani. That's not the case for Ipe Mizuhara. Coming up next on TMZ Sports, more on our top story, the death of O.J. Simpson. Harvey Levin covered the murder trial in the mid-90s on a day-in, day-out basis, and Harvey is going to reflect on what was not just the most famous criminal trial of all time, but also the death that has rocked the world. Next on TMZ Sports.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
Welcome back to TMZ Sports, Mike and Mojo. Mojo, we'll go back to our top story. It's the top story in the world right now, the death of O.J. Simpson at 76 years old. Harvey's not here today, but Harvey, as a reporter in Los Angeles working for CBS, literally covered this trial on a day-in, day-out basis. There is a young Harvey, and I think in many ways that ended up leading to the formation of TMZ years later. He's across the country on the East Coast, Mojo, but Harvey today found some time to call into TMZ Live with Charles and Beckerman and shared some thoughts on not just covering the murder trial, but also the passing of Juice.
Look, I'm uncomfortable talking to you about this because I don't have good feelings about O.J. Simpson. You know, you mentioned that he was found not guilty, which is true. In the criminal case, a civil jury found that he did indeed kill Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson and awarded more than $33 million, finding by clear and convincing evidence that he acted with malice in doing so. So O.J. Simpson is a killer and has been judged by a jury as such. You know, I have a bunch of reactions. I mean, the thing that I keep coming back to, and I know you talked about, you know, his movie career and everything else, and I had run into him before the murders, and he was a perfectly charming guy. But my reaction is that when he killed his ex-wife, Nicole, he left her on the doorstep, almost decapitated, for her children to find her the next morning. You know, if it weren't for their dog that led another neighbor to the doorstep, the kids would have gone stairs and seen their mother dead on the porch. And I can't get that image out of my head because I've seen the autopsy pictures. So that is what defines O.J. Simpson to me. I also have this feeling, and Charles, I don't know if we've ever really talked about this, but O.J. Simpson really helped me understand the concept of celebrity, because for so long after the trials, I was just amazed and angered, you know, as my friend Dominic Dunn was, who covered this trial, that O.J. Simpson became kind of a folk hero to a lot of people. Then in Las Vegas, steady stream of people would come up to him wanting to take pictures with him. And I couldn't understand it. I couldn't process it. Now I can. That infamy and fame have blended so in our society that there is no distinction between the two. And O.J. Simpson taught me that lesson. I want to say one other thing, that as much as, you know, I have these strong feelings about O.J. Simpson, I also think that there was an injustice done to him in this kidnapping trial for which he served prison time, because I feel like in that case, the judge was basically trying to do the justice that wasn't done in the murder case, and that sentence made no sense to me. So even though I had strong feelings and know he killed these two people, I felt that that prison sentence for what he had done in Las Vegas in that hotel room was unfair.
Mojo, it's been some time since we played one of my favorite games. Mojo or Mo? No, let's do it, Mojo. I got a good one for you here. Brittany Mahomes, you know, enjoying the offseason. Blonde-haired Brittany Mahomes. Not anymore, Mojo. She has completely changed the hairdo, the hairstyle. She is a redhead now. So I've got to ask, Mojo or Mo? No, do you like the new look?
Babecock, this is a simple one. Mojo all the way,
baby. I'm with you.
The red hair matches the red jersey.
Yes.
This is the way to go. I think this look is way better.
I like it.
It gives her a little bit more of an identity, a physical uniqueness a little bit. So I'm all with it. I almost liken it to when Eva Marie was on the WWE show Tough Enough, and she went from dyeing her hair black to that red. And this caught on. This went viral. Women all over the world started dyeing their hair this color.
Yep.
I mean, Brittany Mahomes might have a similar effect. I mean, I just think it works, Babcock. I'm a big fan of it. And again, it's team colors. It matches the team. Also, might see, it's a good look for me too. Maybe I should consider this now that I have hair.
I don't
know. Maybe Ryan Cabrera and the oh, Babcock, you too.
We all look better as red.
The Eva Marie effect.
We are just about out of time. You may see me with a different look tomorrow. I may dye my hair red now that we got the mock-up. I think we look pretty good. We got a good show tomorrow, Moj. Obviously, people still talking about the UConn basketball team going back-to-back. A lot of people talking about Danny Hurley's future, and will it be in Lexington, Kentucky, or will it be in Storrs, Connecticut? Well, tomorrow we are going, Mojo, to talk to that man right there. He is one of the stars on the national championship-winning team, Donovan Clingan. Going to join us. We're going to ask him, what's going on with your coach, Danny Hurley, and is he staying as the UConn head coach? We're going to hear from one of the biggest stars in all of college basketball tomorrow, Mojo. Going to be a great show.
Yeah, with you rocking maybe some red hair, maybe I rock some red hair. Maybe we get Donovan in some red hair, too.
That's a good idea.
Babcock mathematically should make tomorrow the best show since today.